this at all?
No, just pour it and make it a big one.
Are you ready to order, or are you still waiting?
Waiting? Yeah, looks like I am. Can you give me 5 more minutes?
Certainly, madam. I shall be right.
Watch out!
Sorry.
Oh, no. It can't be.
Madam, is this person joining you?
No. No, he's not.
Tina, thank heavens I found you, babe.
Babe? 3 years and that's all I get, babe.
Look, I can explain. At least I think I can.
Get out.
Babe, please.
Get out!
Madam, sir, please, if you have a disagreement, I'm going to have to ask you.
Kill me!
Tina, stop it! Tina!
Ladies and gentlemen, please return.
Crime Scene Access, Salvatore V. Authorization, Van Meyer Alpha.
Jetsy!
Miss Salvatore, glad you could make it.
Hey, since we're working together, call me Vienna. I won't kill you. Now, what happened here? Problem with the food?
Not exactly.
Looks like there was a riot.
Try a lynching and you might be nearer the truth. Over here. It's okay! She's with me! Hope you got a strong stomach, Miss, Vienna.
You have no idea, Lieutenant. Show me. Okay, that's messy. Who was he?
Drew Hollis, the smallest of small-time crooks.
You knew him?
You could say that. 3 years ago, Drew saw something he shouldn't.
Something illegal.
And then some. The Abrami brothers taking care of a city official who was stupid enough to get in their way.
And the Abrami brothers are...
Nico and Franco. Nasty pieces of work. Although apparently they love their mother.
Loved, past tense, so they're...
They controlled this area for years. Crime Corp could never make anything stick, and then Drew landed in our laps. An eyewitness and a coward. We had him placed into WP while we built a case.
You're gonna have to help me with the lingo I'm still learning here.
Witness protection.
Oh, got it. So this was you and...
Detective Wilkes.
I don't think I met him.
Guy Wilkes is no longer with us.
Oh, sorry.
Wilkes thought we had them. The Abrami brothers, and then Drew went missing. Our star witness, gone without a trace.
Well, there's more than a trace of him now. So what was this? Gang hit? Revenge?
Unless the gang hired an entire restaurant of assassins. And his ex-wife, too.
His wife?
You better come back to the precinct. This one's a real skimmer wreck. Through here.
This is her?
Tina Hollis was left holding the baby when Drew disappeared. She's done well for herself since. Got a new job, built a new life. was out on a date tonight, although by all accounts he didn't show.
But Drew did.
Stumbled into the restaurant like he was drunk, according to the waiter. Started causing a scene.
And she swung at him?
Whacked him in the face with a 50 Poldak bottle of red.
And what, the rest of the customers just joined in?
It looks that way. We haven't got much sense out of Tina. The doc had to sedate her. He says she's in shock, that she claims she has no idea why she did it.
Memory scan?
No need. The restaurant security cams caught it all. Computer, playback Hollis evidence from 2043. Here we go.
Ouch.
And then everyone goes crazy.
Like a pack of dogs.
All of who?
Lieutenant!
All of...
Reagan!
Stay where you are.
Reagan!
Switch that off! Lieutenant! Jexy, can you hear me? Jexy!
Wilkes?
Wilkes, no, it's Vienna. Are you okay? What happened?
Oh, not again.
Again? Jexy, what was that?
I need to get some air.
Jexy, wait!
Looks like you could do with one of these.
I'm trying to cut down on synthcaf.
Extra shot of hazelnut.
Well, go on, then. Oh, thanks. You're right. I needed that.
So?
They've been getting worse. The, seizures, I guess you call them.
It's happened before?
And never at work. I don't want anyone to know, okay?
How many have you had?
Maybe 6 or 7.
You need to see someone.
I'd be fired in a heartbeat.
It's crazy. You got years of service yet. Not like the new chief. Seriously, where do they dig him up from? No, you don't laugh enough. Suits you.
Haven't had that much to laugh about. It wasn't just Drew back then, you know.
What was
it? He wasn't the only witness to disappear. They said there was a mole in the department, in the Abrami's pocket. When Drew vanished, Wilkes was furious. He found the lead. Drew had been seen down in the Undercity.
I haven't been down there.
Now count yourself lucky.
Carlos called it the city beneath the city.
Yeah, like he knows. It's a cesspit. In every sense of the word. Shanty towns built in the sewers, bunkers from the war, the old subway. People get lost down there, in more ways than one.
People like Drew.
That's what Wilkes thought. The idiot went down alone. Didn't even tell me what he was up to.
And what, he never came back?
Yeah, part of him did. A box was delivered to the precinct. A box containing his left hand.
His hand?
Arrived in the morning mail. No way of finding out where it had come from. All we could tell was that Wilkes was already dead before it was removed.
Lack of vasoconstriction around the wound?
I'm not going to ask how you know stuff like that.
Probably best. I'm sorry, Jexy.
They took me off the case. Said I was too close.
But that didn't stop you, did it?
Franco! This is for Wilkes!
You shot him.
Killed him on the spot. I was suspended, pending the inquiry. Needed time to heal anyway.
Heal?
One of Franco's bodyguards got in a lucky shot. Took out my knee.
Nasty.
Yeah, nothing they couldn't grow back. Curtis hauled me over the coals. Said his department had no room for vigilantism. I was on a fast track to dismissal, and then Nico Abrami decided to avenge his brother.
He came after you.
Turns out I was the bait in a trap. The moment he stepped out of the shadows, Crime Corp were waiting for him. Another good news story for Carlos Van Meyer. Infamous gang boss snared by brave cops. Streets safe at last, etc., etc. Yeah, like anyone believes these streets are safe. Either way, Nico got the chair, and Van Meyer got a killer PR story.
And you were reinstated.
With one condition.
Your cortex inhibitor.
Van Meyer told you.
He said it was an insurance policy that had stopped you from going off
the rails. Yeah, it does a lot more than that. I should have been flattered. Van Meyer told me it was the latest model, the best money can buy.
And what, it stops you firing a gun?
And the rest. At the first sign of aggression, my hypothalamus is barraged by a high-frequency light and sound show, effectively neutralizing that part of my brain. It's supposed to be painless.
And that's not the case.
I've learned not to put myself in stressful situations.
Is that even possible for a cop in this city?
Yeah, the department helps. Traffic violations and criminal damage. That's my bag these days. Anything to keep me out of the line of fire.
You think it's the cortex inhibitor
that's causing the seizures?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be, I guess. I keep finding myself back there, pointing a gun at Franco, pulling the trigger, and then wham, it's over. Although I could do without the headaches afterwards.
And yet you're investigating the Drew case.
They're not exactly unpaid parking fines,
but
huh?
Definitely unfinished business.
Let's just say I had to pull in some...
Lieutenant Reagan.
Reagan here.
The victim's personal effects have been delivered to the forensic station as requested.
Acknowledged. We're on our way in.
And that's it. Back to the job as if nothing happened.
How do you think I've survived this long? Thanks for the coffee. And here we are.
Pair of boots.
Drew's boots.
They don't look like they fit you.
It's just a hunch, but... Computer, perform full forensic scan. Level 3. I want to see exactly where Drew Hollis has been.
What are you looking for?
That. Freeze results.
Mud?
Silt. And specific silt at that.
From the Undercity.
To be precise, the dumping grounds. If that's where we're going, you may want to get yourself a nasal filter. For all the good it will do.
And how do we get down there? I thought every entrance to the Undercity was blocked off.
By triple modulated force fields. Crime Corp takes no chances. However, there are unguarded access tunnels here and here.
Through the sewer. Wonderful.
Trust me, the sewer's the best bit of the journey.
About the filters.
They say you get used to the stench after 20 years or so.
Somehow I don't think I'll be hanging around that long. Jeez, how can one city produce so much garbage?
You'll be amazed what gets thrown away.
People live here in the dump.
Scavenging whatever they can before it ends up in the trash compactors. Oh, watch it! No! You don't want to get buried!
You're right, I don't.
So, where do we start?
By stopping by an old friend.
Oh, yes. You're nice. You're real nice.
Watch yourself, Skreeta.
What?
You'll fall in one of these days.
Lieutenant Reagan?
Long time no see.
You gave old Skreeta a shock, Lieutenant. Hearts are racing. And not just from surprise. Who is this?
I'm her partner. That's all you need to know.
Oh, new partner. Prettier than old one. More alive, too.
Button it, Skreeta. Otherwise, you'll get an even bigger shock.
Whoever you're looking for. Skreeta knows nothing. Nothing at all.
You don't even know why we're here.
Don't want to. Skreeta don't talk anymore. Not these days.
Come on, Skreeta. I know you better than that. You know everything that happens in the dumping grounds. You can't help sticking that snout where it shouldn't be.
No. Skreeta sticks snout in, snout gets cut off. Skreeta minds own business now. Safer all round.
Drew Hollis.
Who?
We know he was here. And if he was here, you'll know where.
Told you, Skreeta know nothing. Now scram before I see you. Let Skreeta do his job, okay?
Okay. But if I find out you knew him...
You what? Hurt Skreeta? With those wires in your head? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Skreeta knows what you did. What they did to you. Scram. Talk to Mason. He squeals like little pig. Not Skreeta. Skreeta's smarter than that.
Well, let's go, Reagan. He's not going to tell us anything. You know this Mason?
Yeah. Kid with a cybernetic arm and a thick skull.
Think he'll help?
More than certain people, yeah.
Okay, you go find him. I'll scout around. I've no history here. People might talk to me.
Fine. But keep your comms channel open. Any trouble?
I'll call. Same goes for you.
Bye, Skreeta. Hope you don't slip.
Good riddance. Well, what you waiting for, pretty one? Skreeta's gotta work.
So have I. I'm gonna ask you again. What do you know about Drew Hollis?
I told you. Skreeta knows nothing. Scram! Go bother someone!
Still think I'm pretty?
Think you're crazy!
Oh, you have no idea. Now, this is how it's gonna work.
I'm going to ask you a third time, and if you still refuse to answer, I'll feed you into that trash compactor, understand?
You wouldn't. You're a cop.
Actually, I'm not. Try freelance killer and you'll be nearer the truth.
Please, please don't.
Ready for the question?
I can't.
The only reason we're doing this is because you're holding out on me. Start talking, and I'll let you go. Hold your tongue, and your tongue will be all that's left. What do you know about Drew?
Wilkes. It's all Wilkes' fault.
Wilkes? Don't thank me yet. What about Wilkes?
Since Wilkes disappeared, there have been others, like Drew. So many.
Screeter!
Vienna?
Vienna, respond! Vienna, can you hear me? What's happening?
I picked up some unwanted attention.
I'm coming back.
No, stay there.
Not like you can return fire anyway.
I can still hear you, Vienna.
Oh, sorry. These internal field mics take some getting used to. Oh! Damn, whatever that is, they're good. Luckily, so am I. I wish I knew where I was aiming. Doing?
Providing a distraction. Wrong. That was close.
I still can't see. Ha. Gun, load tracer bullet. Mind putting your life on the line again, Jex?
If I must.
Gotcha.
Thought you were supposed to be a good shot. Whoever that was, they got away.
That was kind of the idea.
Hey, what's that?
Oh, just your top-of-the-line wearable computer. An old associate of mine.
System online.
Hello, computer. Locate the tracer.
Certainly, Miss Salvatore. Target locked.
There you go.
What is that?
Tracer bullet, literally. Starts transmitting as soon as it hits the target.
Target lost.
Most of the time. Come on. There's a lot of interference.
I'm not surprised. These tunnels may be filthy, but they were made to last.
Something tells me we're not the only hunters around.
There are all kind of things down here. Genetic mutations, aliens.
Sometimes both.
Old Earth legends talk about alligators being flushed into the sewers. I've seen things in these tunnels that would give even the biggest gator night terrors.
Target locked.
Good timing, computer. Wanna hang around and see what that is?
Nah, it's fine. Let's keep going.
Don't shoot.
This is for Wilkes.
Jex?
I'm okay. Honestly. Let's go.
Computer, kill the noise. Visual directions only.
Complying.
No sense in attracting more attention than necessary.
You still got a signal.
Stronger than ever. They're near.
Hey!
Whoa!
I see what you mean about the shanty towns. Charming.
We should have dirtied ourselves up a little before coming this far. We stick out like a pair of very clean thumbs.
Hey, ladies. You after something special? Or someone?
Oh, sorry, not my type. Nice boils, though.
What did you say?
Nothing. She said nothing. What was that about attracting attention? It's like you're looking for trouble.
That's exactly what I am doing.
You sure?
Yes, I can be. You ready?
You're the one with the gun, remember?
Wish you were still dealing with parking violations.
Not on your life.
Remain still.
Easy for you to say. Just get it out.
I am trying. Oh. Then, I will now stitch the wound.
Can't you just glue it?
Everyone freeze!
What the?
Crime Corps! Hands up and... Wilkes?
That's Wilkes? As in your old partner Wilkes, the dead one?
Hello, Reagan.
Please do not deactivate me. It was only a minor procedure.
I'm assuming someone doesn't have a valid license to practice surgery.
Not since the negligence.
Oh, shut up and make yourself useful.
Ah! Vienna!
Get away! Watch what you're doing with those scalpels!
Return me to an upright position immediately.
Bye, Reagan!
Wilkes! Wilkes!
Get this junk heap off of me!
Why are you calling?
What do you know? Your inhibitor allows you to inflict grievous bodily harm on robots, so it's not all bad.
Let me help.
You already did. Get after him!
out of my way.
I don't think so.
What are you doing? Let go of me.
Sorry, he must have slipped.
Why would you do that?
Gotta run.
Wilkes!
Oh, not my day at all.
Let me help you up.
Jexy, take a step back.
He's hurt.
He might be in a minute. And I assure you, Detective Wilkes, that I'm packing more than tracers this time.
I get the message, okay?
Hands up, both of them.
But that's not possible. His left hand, it's still...
connected to his wrist. Yeah, I noticed.
I don't understand any of this.
Then let me explain, just not here.
Back at your doctor, friends.
I got a place we can go, and I promise I won't run again. I know when I'm beat.
Clever boy.
Welcome to Wilkes Towers.
What a palace.
It suffices. As long as you don't mind rats.
Like the one you shot earlier?
Look, I can explain.
Glad to hear it.
Jex, I...
You can keep calling me Reagan. Only friends get to call me Jex.
Oh, and I take it that's not what we are anymore.
3 years! 3 years, and you never thought to let me know you were alive?
I couldn't. Surely you can see that.
I stood by them, you know. Alice and the boys. I stood by them at your memorial service. She kept it together, Alice. But the kids? Your sons. You broke their hearts.
Don't.
Why? Too difficult? We thought you were dead. I put my career on the line for you, Wilkes. My life. And all the time you were down here wallowing in your own filth.
Jex.
Shut up!
Jexy. Jexy, your inhibitor. You need to calm down.
Can't...
What's wrong?
Stay back. That's it. Breathe.
I'm okay. Okay. Now, do you see what you've done to me, Wilkes?
I don't understand.
That makes three of us. I suggest you start talking. She may not be able to hit you.
But you'll be more than happy to. Okay, I get it.
Good. What are you waiting for?
I don't know where to start.
Try the bit where you didn't die.
It was the Matari family.
Another gang?
Not just any gang. The Abrami brothers' biggest rivals.
We were wrong. Franco and Nico had nothing to do with the disappearances. It was the Mataris all along. They found out I was onto them. They sprung a trap, and I tried to get away, but...
They caught you. And let me guess, you found out just how persuasive they could be.
Yeah, they trained us to withstand torture at the academy. Techniques we could use, but didn't do any good. I told them everything I knew, which turned out to be nothing, but they had their claws into me by then. Said they could use someone like me.
To do what?
To keep people scared.
Like an enforcer.
And why would you do that?
Alice and the boys. Even now, if I don't do what they say, it's not just an idle threat, trust me. Jex, you know what they're like. It's better that folks back home think I'm dead. That way they stay safe. Are they all right?
Who?
You know, Alice and the kids, are they happy?
They survived.
Is there...
someone else? Yeah. Alice remarried about a year ago. Funny thing is, I thought it was too soon. Didn't even go to the wedding. Thought I was being disloyal to your memory. Alice hasn't talked to me since.
I'm sorry.
Bit late for that.
So what about your hand?
My what?
You got both hands intact. The lieutenant said one turned up in the mail. I'm assuming it belonged to someone else.
No way. We checked the genetic signature. It was a perfect match.
Or as perfect as you can get. You've no idea what the Mataris are into. It goes beyond the usual extortion. Body sharking, gene theft, cloning.
The hand was cloned.
They needed you to believe that I was dead, really dead, so that you would...
go after Franco.
Well, they played us all, Jex, don't you see?
It was all a setup. They knew Jexy would come for Franco, take revenge for your murder.
They wanted Franco out of the way. And his brother, too.
No.
They turned us into their hired guns to eliminate their business rivals. You just didn't know about it.
That's not how it was. It can't be.
Jexy. Jex, calm down.
Hey,
stay where you are. Wilkes. Oh, God, Wilkes.
Don't shoot.
Franco, this is for Wilkes. This is for Wilkes.
Don't shoot.
This is for Wilkes.
Wilkes.
Don't shoot.
What is this? some kind of fit?
You got a cushion or something?
What about my coat?
That'll do. Just get me to get it under her head. That's it, Jax. Try to relax.
Never had anything like that before.
Yeah, well, a lot's happened since you disappeared.
I just didn't think.
Look, if you want to be helpful, get a glass of water for when she comes around. You do have clean water.
Yeah, sure. I'll get some.
Shh, shh. That's it, Jax. Take your time. You're safe.
Here you go.
Thanks. Just push on to the...
Sorry about that. Couldn't risk injecting you with a sleeper while you were awake.
Who are you? Just get off of me.
Yeah. Off to sleep.
Well,
okay, what's the emergency?
Miss Salvatore, you have regained consciousness.
Oh, I see your state, the blatantly obvious protocol is still running.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, maybe I'll stay on the floor a bit longer. Whose floor is it anyway?
Insufficient data.
Oh, you're a bundle of help. Can you tell me how long I've been out?
97 minutes, exactly.
Oh, Wilkes! This is Wilkes' place. He was getting water. Oh. Ow.
Are you in pain, Miss Salvatore?
Oh, what do you think? Ow. Oh, my arm. Oh, what the hell is that? Oh, I didn't have that before, did I?
I do not understand the context of the question.
It was about... one of those questions when you don't expect an answer.
A rhetorical question.
Yeah, that's the one. I think I'd remember getting a scar like that, even with a bash to the head. Oh, ooh, nice and fresh. Jax. Jax, can you hear me? Nothing. What I wouldn't give for a Medipack about now.
Your Medipack supplies are in your quarters. Alternatively, back on the ship.
Oh, can you get me there?
Not without being able to identify your current location.
Of course, that would be too easy.
Miss Salvatore, I recommend that you rest. There is a possibility you are suffering from concussion.
More than a possibility, but I can't stay here. Need to find Jexy, she's not well.
Vienna? What? Vienna. Come in, Vienna.
Jax, good to hear from you. Oh, just how do I turn the volume down on this thing? My head is splitting.
Where are you?
I was just about to ask you the same question. I'm trying not to throw up in Wilkes' place.
Is he there?
You mean he's not with you?
I'm in a room by myself. No idea where. There's no windows or anything.
Oh, he attacked me, Jax. Wilkes, I mean.
Wilkes did? I don't remember anything. He was telling us what happened.
And you had one of your episodes.
Yeah, but it was different somehow. I don't know, it's like trying to remember a dream. Someone's coming, I'll keep the channel open.
Won't Wilkes hear me?
Of course he won't. Internal earpiece, remember? How hard did he hit you?
We're lucky I can still remember my name.
Reagan.
Wilkes.
I've bought you something to eat. You must be hungry.
Don't think I can stomach anything right now.
I'll just put it down here, in case you change your mind.
I said I didn't want it! My head on fire!
Jexy!
Poor little Jexy and that cortex inhibitor of yours. Here, I got you. Steady now, steady.
Get off of me!
Look at you, so angry. That's it. Have a little lie down.
Don't worry, Jex, I'm coming to find you.
Okay, so the journey of a million miles begins with a single stumble.
It is doubtful that Lieutenant Reagan has been transported a million miles. The fact that your comms...
Shut up, computer.
Adopting silent mode.
An
I suppose there's no chance you can track the lieutenant from her comm signal? Huh? Oh, disengage silent mode. Can you track her or not?
Negative. Such detection is beyond my current capabilities.
Then what good are you? Don't answer that. All right, Vienna. It's laughably simple. You need to find your way through a lawless labyrinth and rescue your partner from her unknown location, all while trying not to throw up. Don't know what you're worried about. Aha! If in doubt, ask an alien with more tentacles than is absolutely necessary. Hey there! How about helping a girl get out of this place? Take that as a no. Sorry to disturb. There's plenty of other folks I can ask. Hey! What are you doing?
Seriously? You don't want to help, you just have to say.
Vienna.
Nope. Sorry, she's still not here. Poor little Reagan. If it's not Caesar's, it's your pesky implants.
Mute.
What was that?
Go to hell.
Aw, that's nice. And after I persuaded them to let me keep you alive, too. Oh, sorry. Haven't had a bite all day. You don't mind, do you?
Be my guest.
Mm-hmm.
So, who are you working for? Really?
I told you, the Mataris. That much was true. Been working with them for a long time.
The missing witnesses. Engines, keep them together. And then stay there.
Soul for hands and breath.
Soul. Body shock. There are always stories linking the Mataris to the biotech industries.
I never asked.
No, you just took the money.
Sometimes it's better not to know.
Better for your conscience, you mean. At last. Oh, you put up a good fight, I'll give you that.
Hey!
And now help arrives. It's okay, people. Show's over.
Kill you!
Look, just calm down. There's no need to... Oh! Seriously? A stoning? What's this? The Dark Ages? Stay back! Ow!
It was all your fault, of course.
What was?
My disappearance. I couldn't believe my luck when you were assigned as my partner. A rookie detective who did what she was told. Good enough not to get yourself killed, but not so smart that you saw what was going on beneath your nose. Or so we thought.
We?
And then you started turning into a real cop, showing initiative. Nearly blew the entire operation. Unfortunately for me, your blundering around started causing ripples, and I was too much of a risk.
So you concocted your little plan?
The Mataris family still had uses for me down here.
In the Undercity?
Yeah, but I couldn't stay up top. Detective Wilkes had to vanish.
And Crime Corp had to believe you were dead.
A cloned hand in the mail? That was my idea. I needed to make sure that Alice and the boys were looked after.
A widow's pension saw to that.
See, it wasn't all bad. Besides, there was the other mess to clean up.
Franco.
It was too easy. You storming into his casino, ready to avenge my shocking murder.
But someone else had got there first.
They had.
When I arrived, there were bodies everywhere. Franco's men. His secretary. I reached his office and... Franco Abrami! Hands where I can see them!
Don't shoot! Don't shoot, either of you!
Either?
Hi, Reagan.
Wilkes? Wilkes? But you're...
Dead? Am I? Oh, no, I'm not. But Franco is.
What? Wilkes? You!
Drop it!
What?
You heard me. Drop the gun.
That's what you came here for, wasn't it? To kill my supposed murderer?
No! To bring him in!
You keep telling yourself that.
Drop. The. Gun.
No. Why. Don't. You.
My knee. It was you who shot me. And Franco, too. But I thought
that... you pulled the trigger? All it took was a little memory manipulation, and you believed you were as guilty as sin. Franco, this is for Wilkes!
You sick...
Sticks and stones. Now, it's your turn to go missing. They'll find the remains of Miss Salvatore's body and assume you went the same way. You'll probably get a memorial service of your own.
Her body?
Oh, don't worry. I haven't hurt her. But she'll be dead soon enough.
Not sure how much longer I can keep this up.
Kill you!
Oh, the guy with the boils! Now with added chain blade! Excellent! I really don't know what I've done to annoy you people.
Kill!
Sorry, the larger they are, the slower they attack. I'll take that. Ooh, vicious. Okay, what's in here? Locked, obviously. You're no picklock, but... Oh! That'll do. Jax, if you can hear me, I could do with some help around now.
So, Wilkes, what are you gonna do with me?
Oh, sorry. Sounds like you got enough problems of your own.
I've already done my bit. The Mataris are gonna love you. A test subject who can't fight back no matter what they do to her.
And what? I just wait here till they come for me?
Something like that.
I'm gonna kill you. Do you know that? I don't know how, I don't know when, but I'll find a way.
Oh, of course you will. Bye, Reagan. Thanks for everything. Let's go.
Mute off. Vienna, you there?
That's a matter of opinion.
Did you hear all that?
Every word. Well, when I didn't have an angry mob trying to lynch me.
A mob?
This is a wild stab in the dark, but I'm guessing Wilkes did the same thing to me that he did to Drew Hollis. Everywhere I go, people are trying to kill me. I mean, it's happened before, but usually it's because I'm trying to kill them.
Where are you?
Your guess is as good as mine. Had to duck into a building of medical supplies. Must be a hospital or maybe a mission. Here's hoping they stocked up on painkillers.
Are you hurt?
Other than my pounding head and my new mysterious scar?
Scar?
Yeah, there's something under the skin of my forearm that wasn't there this morning. There you are.
Wilkes said he works for the Mataris. They have links to biotech companies.
Did he? Oh, sorry, I'm still a little fuzzy around the edges. Keep zoning out when the angry mob aren't trying to lynch me. Did I mention the angry mob?
You did.
Yeah, well, finding it a little hard to keep track. I think Wilkes whacked me just a little too hard.
Is someone there?
Oh, fantastic.
Vienna?
I've got company.
Who's... Kill you!
Oh, here we go again. Sorry, not today. Vienna!
Busy! Right now!
That door isn't gonna hold for very long. Oh, especially now she's brought friends!
Is there another way out?
Lieutenant, I'm standing in a cupboard. And even if I can get out without being torn limb from limb, I still have no idea where you are!
Maybe I can help with that.
How?
I need the authorization code for your gun.
My gun?
Wilkes had it on him when I knocked the tray out of his hands. He thought my inhibitor had kicked in.
That was all an act. Oh, you're good, Lieutenant.
The code, Vienna.
Miracle 3, but what good will it do you? You can't exactly blast your way out.
Miracle 3. No, you're right. I wouldn't even be able to pull the trigger. Unless...
Unless what?
My inhibitor stops me from shooting other people. I've no idea what would happen if I tried to shoot myself.
Jax, what are you talking about?
Gun, low tracer bullet.
Jaxie!
Jaxie!
Okay, that hurts!
Miss Salvatore, target acquired.
Jaxie, that's brilliant. Borderline suicidal, but brilliant.
It's fine. It's not like I don't have another shoulder anyway.
I gotcha. I can see where you are. Well, at least which direction I should be heading in anyway.
Just make sure you bring some of those painkillers.
I need to get out of here first. Got a feeling the door is no longer an option. Unless...
What are you doing?
The back wall. Doesn't look like brick or even metal. Sounds promising. Let's see what this chain blade can handle. Come on, don't let me down! That's it.
Vienna?
I'm on my way, Jax. You just concentrate on not bleeding out.
Kill you!
So far, so good. Although I'm not keeping the door open for you guys. You still
Jax?
I'm here.
How's that wound?
Bleeding.
Find something to press.
Yeah, I know. I'll worry about my shoulder. You worry about getting here as soon as possible.
And where is here? Computer, show me the direction.
Displaying.
Gotcha. Now, let's hope I don't meet too many homicidal maniacs on the way. My chain blade isn't as sharp as it used to be.
It's Wilkes. She's secure. No, there's no need for a guard, sir. She's harmless. I assume I can expect the usual payment. Salvatore is dealt with. She'll be more than dead by now. Yeah, well, I wasn't the one who let Hollis go, was I? That was sloppy. Okay, I'll go and check. The implant was working fine, though. She'll never make it out of the dumping grounds. Fine. I'll report in. Paranoid idiot. Time for another bug hunt.
I'm sorry, going somewhere?
Salvatore. Okay, let's calm down.
Oh, he tells me to calm down. Today, of all days. Let me see. I've been knocked unconscious by you, I might add. Implanted with God knows what, again, by you. And have spent the best part of an hour avoiding a horde of deranged maniacs who want to rip my heart out. And that's before we mentioned the crazy nurses. Have I mentioned the crazy nurses?
I can see why you might not be in the best of moods.
You think? Oh, and to make matters worse, I've blunted my favorite chain blade. Okay, it's my only chain blade, but it's still upsetting. I wonder if it still works.
Oh, whoa, fine. I get the point. What do you want?
First intelligent thing you've said all day. Question one, why is everyone trying to kill me?
The implant. In your arm? Don't ask me how it works, but it transmits a pulse that, frazzles the brains of the people around you.
Frazzles, that's a technical term, huh?
Like ants, you know, marking an invader with pheromone.
Driving every bug in the colony nuts, forcing them to attack.
That's it, they can't help themselves.
Like what happened to Drew Hollis.
Exactly like Drew. Something the biotech boys have been playing with. Need someone taken care of? Implant them with one of those.
And they'll end up dead, guaranteed.
It's just a prototype. The production model will be much smaller.
Oh, it doesn't seem to be affecting you.
Got an implant of my own. Makes me immune.
Oh, keeps your hands clean. Clever. I'm almost impressed.
What's that?
Oh, I knew something had slipped my mind. Forgive me. Someone whacked me over the head earlier. It's the little things you forget, like picking up giant monsters as you run through the sewers. Oh, he really has my scent, doesn't he? So, second question.
Where's Jaxie?
You got it. You're good at this.
I'll show you.
Nice try, but I'm not that concussed. Was this the hand that was supposed to have been chopped off? Bet you wish they had now.
Please, you're gonna break it.
Broken wrist or blunt chain blade, your choice. Of course, there's always option three. Show me where she is now.
Okay, I'll do it. Okay.
Good boy. You first.
Oh my God.
It sounds like it's having trouble squeezing through the corridors.
Yeah. Oh, not that much trouble. Reagan's this way, to the right.
Move!
What do you think? Get it off me! Get it off! Let go!
Now, you enjoy your meal, and I'll be on my way. That's officially gross.
Vienna, is that you?
I am even trying to be subtle.
Jax!
Oh! Kill you!
Oh, is that any way to greet a friend? Jax, listen to me. Focus on my voice. I get it. You're feeling an overwhelming urge to kill me. And don't worry, it's not you, it's me. But you also have your inhibitor holding you back.
Yes! Kill you!
Actually, forget all that. You want to kill me?
Yes!
Oh, then what are you waiting for? Come and get me!
Kill!
This way, the compactor.
Vienna, we're trapped. There's no way out.
I'm not so sure about that.
Can't hold on. Need to
kill me. Yeah, you said. Look, the implant's in this arm. What do they say about desperate times and measures?
Vienna!
All you have to do is promise to get me to a hospital as quickly as possible. Of course, you need to get yourself there anyway. The name, bleeding the name. Sorry, babbling. Pretty nervous. Can't think why.
Kill!
You're coming. Here we go. Just make sure it's a clean break.
Vienna! No! Knock, knock.
Hey there. You look almost as bad as me.
Chama.
How's the shoulder?
I'll live. How's,
Apparently I have a choice. Bionic limb, the latest model, of course. Or they can grow me a new arm. You'll never know the difference, the doc said, like Mom used to make. In the meantime, I need to make do with this temporary effort. Like it?
There was a moment there. When I thought...
Oh, you got me back up top. Well, nursing that shoulder, that took guts.
And sticking your arm into a trash compactor didn't?
I'll be fine. I'm just glad I'm not still on top of everyone's hit list.
I wouldn't be so sure about that. I filed my report.
Already?
Before anyone could block it. The way Wilkes was talking, he had influential friends.
Which means we now have influential enemies. Hey, about Wilkes. I got him...
I know. They told me. I said I'd kill him.
He said you'd kill me.
Couldn't even make good on my threat, could I?
You done something better. You set the record straight.
And soon, everyone will know the truth. And I mean everyone.
You said his wife and kids had built a new life. A good one.
I just wish that...
That they didn't have to know about Wilkes.
Yeah.
Well, they'll still have their memories. The good ones, I mean. After a while, those are the only ones that matter. They can always edit the rest. Hey, speaking of which...
The department's booked me in for a series of memory restoration.
And the inhibitor?
Already removed.
You'll be back out there before you know it.
A real cop.
You don't sound so sure.
I'm not.
But I need you, kiddo. You're my right-hand man.
You sticking around, then?
Looks that way. I kind of like this new life.
Why do I get the feeling that it's not that different to your old one?
There's one big difference. Having a partner, that's new. And convenient, too. You owe me coffee. The machine's out there. Go easy on the lactose substitute, will ya?
And you wonder why I wanted to kill ya.
Yeah, I get that a lot.